Harley, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Thank you. I was told that my tongue was coated, so then I have an overgrowth of yeast. I wanted to know, how do I kill that yeast?
Okay, well, you can't necessarily kill it directly there in the mouth, and a lot of that white coating is associated with a whole bunch of candida yeast in the guts. So we basically have to go after the gut yeast, and as the gut yeast gets better and better, which is kind of slow but doesn't take forever, then the white coating on the tongue just gradually diminishes and it doesn't come back. How long does that take? Oh, a couple, 3 months. So there are a lot of things that kill off the candida yeast without hurting us, which is kind of important. And right now, the one that I'm finding is working really well. And yes, there are others on the market. I won't argue with that. And different doctors do have different opinions. Imagine that. But anyway, there's something by Thorne Research called SF. I didn't make those up. Just SF. I don't know what has to do with yeast. But anyway, SF722. That's the formula name, SF722. I work with a lot of people on that. And I'll usually tell folks who have coated white tongues, use three of those twice a day. You got to take. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Two, three times a day if we eat three meals a day, and three twice a day if we only eat two meals a day. So now I said it right. Because we want to, remember what the yeast is doing is it's waiting for that breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if you eat three meals a day, to get down there with adequate sugar and carbs, and it loves sugar and carbs, and so it's just waiting for it. But if you happen to put right in the middle of that meal some SF722, oops! Now the candida have to take some of that in too, and excuse me, but it helps them to fade away. Now that's not the only thing though. There's also a product called Caprin, C-A-P-R-I-N. That's by an outfit called Douglas Labs, and I do not work for either Thorne Research or Douglas Labs, and neither of them pays me any money. But that one also at 2-3 times a day or 3 twice a day. Now, can anybody get hurt with that? Only if they're allergic to it. And so far, how many people have I run into or have encountered that are allergic or hypersensitive to those? Oh, about one per year, but it does happen. So those people, they thought it made them a little runny. And so we had to find some other remedies. But most of the time, that does not happen. People use those. After a couple, 3 months, they've noticed, look at that white-coated tongue. It's a heck of a lot better, or it's even cleared up by then, ma'am.
Okay, and the reason I went to a doctor for this. Oh, firstly, nystatin, is that terrible?
No, it's not terrible, ma'am. It is a prescription, but it is entirely natural. Imagine that, an entirely natural prescription. So if you opted for that, it also has a good reputation for killing candida, so I have no problems with that myself.
Oh, excellent. But what happened, I think, I just realized it today. I had it 3 weeks ago, and it lasted forever. It looked like a huge sunburn, bright red and swollen and itchy, and it was growing from my chest up, and it went onto my face and my eyelids and everything. And Doc said that I had a coated tongue, so he prescribed that, and I wanted to make sure it was good. And also, but then last couple of days ago, I didn't know if it was where I itched, so it had a red bump, or if it might be a pimple. So I put a dab of 100% pure tea tree oil on it, which I was using as an antiseptic, not an antiseptic, but a toner kind of thing on my face and neck, and like for 4 months. And when I did that, by that evening, a whole like 3x3 area, including my eyelid, was swollen and red and itched again. Could I be allergic to tea tree oil, or was that just too strong?
Since hardly anybody I know of has that kind of a reaction, ma'am, I would be inclined, but only inclined, I can't prove it, to say that, yeah, you're hypersensitive to it, and I'd be checking that with your physician, ma'am.
Okay. And can I ask one more question quickly?
Okay.
Stevia, honey, and sugar, does it all react in your body the same way?
Stevia, honey, and sugar. Well, let's see here. The only one of those three that is not a whole food product is the sugar. It's taken out of the sugar cane, and all we have is the sugar component itself. Now, the other two, there's stevia, comes from stevia leaf, and most of the products contain some of the leaf with them. And then the honey, of course, we all know where that comes from. The poor old bees who have to work so hard to make it. And yeah, then we eat it from them. Yeah. But anyway, the only one that has been proven to do harm is good old refined sugar. There's lots of that research on refined sugar and how bad it is for us. There is zero research showing that the other two are bad for us.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Thanksgiving, and thank you for all your work for us.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And I'm going to try to get the airplane to tow some of these clouds out of the Seattle area with us, but I don't know if that'll work.
Oh, I like the clouds. I like the seasons.
Okay. We'll leave them behind for you.
Okay. Thank you.